Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Naoto Mizuguchi. He is the Director of Strategic Planning and Business Development at NECX, a venture studio that drives new technology-based businesses forward quickly and brings novel ideas to market. And Mr. Mizuguchi, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me here today.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you and learning more about NECX as well. So for starters, tell us about NECX and what is it that you do?
All right. So happy to show you. So NECX is kind of a venture studio working together with an entrepreneur with a good business ideas and a very beginning stage of the startup, which already have the use cases. We will work together with entrepreneurs and startups to accelerate, incubate their businesses. And also, we are working on some infuse of the NEC technologies to entrepreneurs' business ideas and startups' businesses or services to differentiate their own solutions.
And speaking of which, tell me, what differentiates NECX from other venture studios? Get into some of those important details there.
Yeah. So in a question before, I just commented that we are trying to infuse our technologies to differentiate the entrepreneur and the startup's business. So, of course, it is very standard to support some engineering resources to develop something for the startups. It's very standard. And of course, we can do that to develop some algorithm of the AIs and machine learning, deep tech. But on top of that, NEC has several laboratories all over the world who are working on some advanced technologies. For example, some AI algorithms which can help AI improve. So we have kind of AI's AI right now. So we could help the startups to create AI engines for their own one. And we can provide some services to improve that AI by AI from NEC. So with our technologies, startups AI could keep refreshed all the time. So that kind of additional advanced support on the tech side is kind of the differentiator than the other accelerators or venture studio, I believe.
Yeah, certainly some important differentiators right there for sure, and thanks for breaking that down. Tell me, what characteristics do you look for when selecting entrepreneurs to join your program? I'm sure that would be some good information as well.
Yeah, so we are kind of the venture studio, and also, as I mentioned, we are using NEC technologies coming from the laboratories. So we have several or technologies coming from the laboratories, but it is kind of the tech seeds. So we are always looking for the very good business cases, use cases of the technologies. So we're quite happy to welcome the entrepreneurs with the characters, which is kind of the industry domain expertise and deep experience on a certain industry. And if the entrepreneur could have the very clear vision on problems in a certain industry based on their own experience in their own areas, we are always welcome them. So this is quite important to have having the good use case from the entrepreneur to match with NEC technology. So this is very important thing for us.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. And thanks for sharing some of the characteristics that you look for when selecting entrepreneurs to join your program today. We're speaking with Naoto Mizuguchi. He is the Director of Strategic Planning and Business Development at NECX, a venture studio that drives new technology-based businesses forward quickly and brings novel ideas to market here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell me, what is your best piece of advice for entrepreneurs starting their own company? We have a lot of entrepreneurs that tune into the show. I'm sure they would appreciate some good advice from you.
It's a very good question. So let's say, don't trust the advisors from the accelerators or investors. So it's a little bit extreme explanation, but I believe it is very important to be aware of the bias of the entrepreneurs. Entrepreneur has very strong vision and goodwill, good faith on their own business ideas, which is very good and critical. And we always see it as a very important factor to evaluate entrepreneurs. But sometimes entrepreneur is sticking to the their own business ideas and are very hard to change their mind or to listen to the other people's ideas. So, of course, it's very important to believe their own ideas, but sometimes they need to listen some advice from the advisors. But at the same time, they don't need to depend a lot on the advice from the others. So it is a little difficult, but the entrepreneurs should trust their own ideas while they need to listen the advice from the advisors.
Yeah, the main takeaway there that I got was trust in your ideas and not waver from that and lose faith in that. That is some good advice right there. I really appreciate that. Tell me, what is the next thing for NECX? Anything we should be aware of?
Yeah. So now we are trying to set some focus areas in which we could create some first thesis on venture business ideas. And based on that, we could engage with entrepreneurs who are interested in it and create more projects. And it could help us to have more industry domain expertise. And also, we could shorten our lead time to create a new project and new ventures. So this is the one thing that we are trying right now. And the second thing is we would like to create some community with partners to expand our collaboration ecosystem. So we do want to collaborate with any stakeholders, any players in the market, and we want to create some programs and platform to work together with our partners, and we could share with our experience with the partners, and we could provide some mentors for the entrepreneurs and some potential customers. It is quite standard for the accelerators or VCs to provide the potential customer to the startups. But on top of that, I would like to have the other aspect, other partners who want to incubate their own technologies, like NEC's technologies. So we would like to have more partners who want to infuse their technologies to the startups. we can replicate our scheme right now to our new partners, which helps us expanding our ecosystem, and also the partner could enjoy the existing scheme that we made right now.
Now, Alto, we want to thank you for joining us here today on behalf of NECX and for what you do in the space. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information online and how they could best be in touch as well.
So now we have a website, and also we are trying to construct better site right now. So firstly, please see the website and reach out to me, or please wait a little bit for the new site coming up.
And of course, you can find all this important information within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Mizuguchi, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on APN.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Naoto Mizuguchi. He is the Director of Strategic Planning and Business Development at NECX, a venture studio that drives new technology-based businesses forward quickly and brings novel ideas to market. And for all the details, visit NEC-X.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.